podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Well, it's story time again, everybody.
Yay!
A social media message that we received from... Now, he... Should we change his name? Because he signed his name.
Nah.
No, let's just call him.
Oh.
He didn't ask to change his name.
Okay.
His name is Matt. So there you go. He says, I was never a jealous person before I started dating my girlfriend. Now, let me just stop right there. If you have to say you are never a jealous person, chances are you're probably a jealous person.
Come on,
that's
Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not... Look, the only time that jealousy is really bad is when it gets really bad.
Like murderous, right.
Yeah, when it's debilitating.
It's natural.
Yeah, you can have twinges of jealousy.
I think it's sexy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he says he was never a jealous person before he started dating his girlfriend. Then he writes, when we met, she'd just broken up with a guy she dated for about a year. I knew that they'd stayed friendly, so that wasn't a real big deal.
But
all right.
Here's the issue. She and a couple of her girlfriends are going out for a girls' night this weekend.
Woo!
Because it's ladies' night.
And they're going to a bar where her ex-boyfriend is playing. Yes, he's in a band.
He plays guitar for
a pretty good band here in town. Matt writes, am I the only guy who hates the idea of his girlfriend going to watch her ex, and then he puts in all caps, who plays guitar?
Poor Matt.
Oh, God, I want to go see him. I think he's
We get it,
hot.
Buddy. We get it.
I don't think for a man there is a worse thing.
Worst scenario.
Right, than to be competing with a guy who plays the freaking guitar.
In a band.
In a band.
That's like kryptonite.
The women are just drawn to those guys.
Even yes. Matt says, they're a pretty good band, and this guy plays guitar. Matt, you're done.
You're out, buddy.
You're
just
out.
Just move on.
Yeah. She's getting back with him.
Break up.
I got two words for you. Tom Petty. You guys would go to bed with Tom Petty. He is the most unfortunate looking person on the planet, but he's got a band. He plays guitar.
Yep.
Poor Matt, because if your girlfriend has got any kind of friendship with a guy who's in a band and he plays guitar, then that's...
It's kind of over.
Dang.
Rest in peace, man.
All right, well, hold on.
What?
Let's push this to the side. Is it okay that she's going to see her ex, you know?
You tell me, Emily, as the woman, is this okay for her to do that? Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is it respectful to her new boyfriend?
I would, if I were in this situation, of course, I would think that it's innocent, but I don't think that it's necessarily respectful.
It's not real cool. I mean, they're going to see him. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason they're going.
I would imagine we're about to receive call after call that says, if you trust somebody.
Just like that?
Trust somebody.
Yeah, if you trust somebody. You know, love is about trust. You've got to trust them.
She
but at the same time, I don't think you put your loved one in that situation.
She did tell him that she's going to go see the ex-boyfriend at
yes,
this bar.
She's not hiding it.
So that's good. But no, I mean, like, God, I'm uncomfortable for poor Matt. So.
Why can't he tag along?
Is it just because it's ladies' night? That is a Jeremy move.
Or just maybe show up and stand
it's
in the back.
Girls' night. No.
You would do that, too.
Totally would do that.
I know.
Why not?
You would do that.
There are hundreds of bars that have live music on a Saturday night. You could go to one of those.
But she knows the band. Maybe they're not going to get charged cover charge. They'll get good seats.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously she's been texting this guy.
Yeah, oh my God, why'd you say that?
Mm-hmm. Sexting too, probably.
Probably, I know, yeah, uh-huh. Topless selfies. I just happened, I don't have that game
strategically
there.
Placed guitar in those pictures,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, come on out tonight, baby.
Yeah, show me your D chord.
That's what's going on, Matt. You're screwed, dude.
Look, I didn't hide it. Right away, I said, Matt, it's done.
Yeah, it is done.
Yeah.
I posted on our Facebook page probably one of the greatest pictures. It's kind of a homely guy, and he's standing there with a fairly homely woman, all right? And they're just standing there. And then the second picture is the homely guy holding a guitar with a super hot chick.
That's true.
It's so true about the guitar.
It's why guys join bands.
Yeah. What is it?
Guys get into bands for one reason. It's not to pursue their art. It's to meet women. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why guys get into bands.
Man.
I'm trying to sit here as a guy, and I'm trying to imagine if I meet a woman what would be the worst possible scenario about her ex? And I don't know if I can think of one any worse than her ex being a guitar player in a band.
She was like a hitman or something.
Every guy who's listening right now who plays guitar is laughing.
He's like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, that's why I play guitar, you dumb.
And they're not laughing alone. They're laying in bed with a lady on each side
right
now.
Probably with your girlfriend.
I get it, bro.
Here's Landon on the phone. Good morning, Landon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So
hey.
We're right, aren't we?
Oh, very right. The only worst possible scenario after the guitar playing is if this dude has an accent, he is definitely done.
You're
Australian
right.
accent.
An Australian dude playing guitar.
Hey, buddy.
He's done, man. I bought guitars and hung them up on my wall for that reason to get girls. I don't even play.
You just carry them around the 16th Street Mall.
That is perfect.
Yeah, I just have them in my house, so when girls come in, I'll be like, yeah, I'll play for you later, and then I can't play.
Have a shot.
I think what you need to do is you need to just learn how to just strum just like three chords real fast. So you just pick it up and you go, dun, 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 and you're like, oh, I'm not into this right now.
Yeah. Finger injury. I can't. Oh.
Landon, we like your style. Have
go.
A great day, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I enjoy your show.
We appreciate
Later.
That. Take
Thanks,
care.
Guys.
Smooth. That's great.
Oh, it makes me laugh. Hi, Martella.
Hello.
So we're right, aren't we?
I think it would have been one thing if she would have said, hey, you know, my boyfriend plays in a band. We're going to go see him play. I'm going to take a couple friends. It would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she would have even invited him.
Yeah.
But considering the fact that she's like, oh, it's girls' night out. Oh, by the way, we're going to go see my ex-boyfriend play.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds a little sneaky to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. It's beyond sneaky, Martella. Mm-hmm. It's over. You understand? Over.
She wants him back.
Well, that's what we would call, like, hoe behavior.
Hoe behavior. All right.
It's hoe behavior, then.
She said it. Martella, have a great day.
You too.
Is it a Dr. Seuss book? All the hoes down in Hoeville?
Here's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Morning.
All right. Matt, it's over for Matt, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is.
No?
No.
Why not?
Well, because one of the reasons she probably broke up with him is, like you said, he's probably in a band for the ladies. So she probably broke up with him because he's in a band.
And she's going right back to him again this weekend.
Well,
all of the places in think about this for just a second, Nicole, all right? I'm the private investigator, so you're talking. How many bars are in Denver? Roughly. About 800.
Like 40.
How many of them have live music on the weekend? About 75% of them. So out of all of those hundreds and hundreds of bars, she's going to the one where her ex is going to be on stage with his guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she could be getting, like you guys had mentioned, the whole discount on getting in.
Right. She might be getting free drinks and no cover.
Maybe she's a thrifty girl.
Yes, and pterodactyls might fly out of my butt.
But she also put extra panties in her purse to throw on stage. So there is that.
Yeah, but they were the Hanes. They're not the sexy ones.
Nicole, you're delightful. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
It's a good point, though. Maybe.
The panties?
The Hanes.
Oh.
Wait, is this another Landon?
Yes, and he has some
random.
Attitude
how many,
about it.
How many Landons are listening to our show right now? At least two. Hi, Landon. Hello.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm not Landon. I'm Lynn.
Lynn.
Oh, thank goodness.
That explains that.
Oh, but Landon's right. I mean, you can put a guitar on your wall. It doesn't matter. And that's going to happen. I talked to the when I called, she said, should he be worried? I think you guys are exactly dead on. He should be concerned. Because it doesn't matter if she has a ring on each finger and around an ankle and one in the ear. It's going to have a lot of attraction.
Mm-hmm. So get all hot and bothered.
Yeah, and Dom said pterodactyls, right? So I'm writing this down as quick as I can because I have to remember that for later. But anyway, it's just, I think that you guys are right. I think that he should be concerned.
You know what it is?
I was in a band called Tom Slick. If you all remember Tom Slick in the 80s.
No,
nobody does.
Around here.
No, but here's the thing. You know how, Lynn, we talk sometimes on this show about pheromones, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's this magical type of property that two people can have if their pheromones, like, attract each other. Well, I think there's something about a woman's sexual being that when a guitar is strummed, it creates a vibration in the air, and that vibration is perfectly aligned with the vibration of her sexual self.
Her libido.
Right. It is a perfect, it's almost like a biorhythm. So with the strumming of a guitar,
you are taking all of the sexiness out of a guitar player.
I'm just
right
telling
now.
You, no, it is causing a vibration within a woman that makes her want to get into bed with that man.
Sure, it's not
we
the
watched
bass.
It with a band. No, Tom, you're exactly right.
I know what I'm talking
this
about.
This guy was in a band.
Is
he
there
knows.
A bigger science nerd on the radio in the world than me? No. Lynn, am I right or am I right?
Strumming every
no,
night.
No, that's exactly right because I watched it. You know, I just, like I said, I just did staging and stuff for the band. But I watched it happen over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And so, no, you're right. The lady that called earlier, Dom, what'd you say, 800 bands or 800 clubs in Denver area?
Yeah.
So, right, she's going back to that exact one. And she said, well, she broke up with a guy before. Doesn't matter. If you go to a restaurant and they make you sick, you don't take the coupon to come back and eat again.
So I just got you. Lynn, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
See you later. Now, I just got a text message from a good friend of mine who's in a band.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she might try to hide. But we're going to call her right now, and we're going to put her on after this next song. And I guarantee you she will back up exactly what we're... Because the only thing...
She sees it happen.
The only thing sexier, right, really in the world for a woman than a guy with a guitar. For a man, it's a woman with a guitar.
Yeah.
Am I right, Jeremy?
Heck yeah.
If a woman busts out a guitar, there's almost nothing sexier on the planet.
I want a jumper.
Kick me too.
So,
all right.
Let me just tell Angie, answer your phone because
Angie,
we're going to talk to you in 3.5 minutes here at Mix 100.3. So I want to get expert testimony out of this. And so I'm turning to one of the best performers here in the Mile High City. And she's been on our show numerous times. And that is the sweet, beautiful Angie Stevens. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Dom.
So
I'm
right about this, right? If a guy plays guitar, he is automatically 50% hotter than any other guy. Am I right?
That is right. Unfortunately, sorry, other guys, but it is true.
They're like, damn it.
And you said, though, there's another component to this, though?
Well, I wanted to be clear that as, you know, I have exes that play guitar.
Yeah.
And I think that there's some pieces of dating somebody in a band that are bad. And if this person is, you know, if she's over the band life, because the band life is not an easy one to date.
Yeah.
So I think they can be beautiful and sexy, and I think there's definitely that attraction. But as far as long term, we're tough to date.
I know, but I don't think Matt's worried about her getting back into a relationship with the guy.
Right. It's just maybe a one night.
Yeah, it's just
thing.
It's an encore, a quick encore.
Yes.
Right. Well, then yes, I would be worried.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. See, we know what we're talking about.
Dang.
Are you playing anytime soon here in the Mile High City?
You know, I'm not at this time.
Well, you tell
I'm
us when you do
time
next.
Off to write. I will, for sure.
Yeah, because we will plug it for you.
We'll come watch you.
You darn right
yeah.
we will.
Yeah. Drool.
We love Angie Stevens.
Jeremy will throw his panties at you.
Again.
Yeah, girls get it too. Girls get it too, trust me. And it's funny. I think it's kind of hilarious.
Angie, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, that's Angie Stevens. And if you get a chance to ever see her play, and you know, buy her music too.
Mm-hmm. She's really good.
Yeah, great CDs, and we love her. She's been on the show a lot.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.